What up? It is Lissa's Local Live Music Podcast. Every week, I bring you a band or artist that I love. We get to know them, and I tell you where you can find them on the weekend. And this week, straight out of Scranton, Destination West.
All right.
What up, guys?
How you doing?
Mike, Bob, I just checked out your track that you just sent me. Killer. There was a vibe there that reminded me of my favorite band of all time, Guns N' Roses.
Wow. That's a great compliment.
It's heavy, but it's catchy.
That's sort of what we were going for on this album, as opposed to our others, which were more along the lines of metal, but hard rock.
Yeah.
We wanted to keep it hard rock, but incorporate more of our rock roots. Some bluesy undertones there.
Definitely picked up on that.
Our style's changed a little bit as a three-piece now that Mike's at the helm and the guitar. A little bit different style than we had before. We're a little more sped up before, and then I think we're more groovy now.
Rock and roll, even.
Yeah, rock and roll.
As opposed to new rock.
Prior, maybe we had some comparisons to Avenged Sevenfold. We still get that.
Okay,
but the Guns N' Roses, that's interesting.
How many tracks are on this album total?
Only six altogether. The first song's actually just a little bit of ear candy. It's like a intro, just to lead into track two, which is Lies. That's the first real full-length song. And so there's five, six, including the intro. We were releasing some of them like individually anyway, but we did want to put something together and have to hand out at our shows because as popular as online is these days, we're the busiest out in the scene. So we're still selling them at shows like it's 1995.
But I love that. I get that, too. People are with you. They're experiencing you. They're loving you. They want that album.
It's more of a personal one-on-one experience.
And, yeah. You know, what is the writing process? Do each of you write individually and then come to each other, or is it always collaborative?
We tend to practice live more than actually in a practice space. Like, with technology, a lot of times, Bob will come up with a lick or I'll come up with a riff, and I send it to him, and I have a drum kit at my house. I mean, the writing process has changed for us through the years due to new members downsizing to a three-piece.
Right.
So, like, I'll write something. I'll just send it to Bob, whether it's SoundCloud or off my phone, and then I'll put drums that I want to go with it, not exact, but what I have in mind, and then the drummer will learn it and put his own spin on it. I've had some old songs with lyrics that we just revamped and then some new ones. And then Bob does his thing. Like, I think this one should be bluesy with the bass, right, Bob? Or Lies. I think they should be straightforward.
Yeah.
Right?
Keep it simple sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
So I had my sort of like fine-tuning input maybe.
But I love that. Jackson and I do that too. I will have a completed song sometimes, but then I'll bring it to him and he'll do one or two little tweaks.
Yeah. Yeah.
It changes a lot of the song, but it makes it so much better. And to have that trust.
Well, it's good in the studio having him a lot. It's the studio especially. I'll have a song fully written, and Bob will be like, oh, there needs to be harmonies here. He even came in. Did you sing those one harmonies on the part, or you just helped me with it? Didn't you back me up in...
Well, they did get me on Bare Bones.
And then he had like this 30-second cowbell tangent in the remake of Medusa. He's like, I don't know what was going on.
Outside the box.
Yeah, I liked it. Our drummer was saying, I don't think we should do this here, but we went with it. If
he
you listen
had a
to
fever,
Medusa.
And the only prescription.
It was one of those days.
It's in there. And then there's like a conga. We had this whole percussion thing. Medusa was a really 15 years old. We did it over. We turned it into a harder rock song.
Wow.
And tried a different approach. We did. I think that was kind of like our experiment song.
I don't know. Yeah.
That's sometimes when the best stuff happens, though. And especially when you can resurrect something that you knew was kind of good when you wrote it back in the day. It just wasn't happening then.
Yeah.
And then you come back to it and you see it with completely fresh eyes and ears. And you're like, oh, yeah, that could make it amazing. Now, what studio did you guys use?
SI.
Yes. Oh, Wiggy.
Yeah.
He's amazing.
Wiggy and Borthwick. Yeah, he mastered it. It was great. We bang it out in there. We go in. We know what we want. He's really cool and easy to work with. Plus, he has better guitars than me, so I use him.
Score.
And his amps.
Yeah.
He probably freaking loves you guys for customers, because think about it, you know what you want, you have a vision, you're not rookies, you can help them on the production end of it.
Banging out in a day.
Yeah.
If any of it's a song.
Drinking lagers.
Oh, I love it.
Right? Well, I got started a little earlier than the last time. Usually I like to record it, sit back, and then sip back and enjoy
sip
it.
Sip back.
Yeah.
Now, last time I saw you guys was Halloween, and you had Chris Langan playing drums, who's phenomenal. But your drummer is amazing, too. Spectacular.
Yeah, we have a...
Where's he?
Plethora of drummers. Tommy actually does... Good segue here to Lost Dogs. He is the drummer of that band. D.
Pearl West, Jam tribute, by the way.
Yes.
Kids.
He's just spread really thin with, like, coaching and all that stuff, like the rest of us are. But Bob and I are a well-oiled machine that just keeps running. And sometimes we got to get drummers along the way, and that's how it is. Like, we have Ryan Fenton, who was with Fuzzy Mudd, and then Chris is actually out and about and playing with us a lot. Like, he's taking on some dates for 2019.
Yeah, but you have Bob and I, a roster. I mean, that roster right there is a pretty impressive roster.
And then we got Mickey Barrett, who drummed with us for 13 years. He comes in from Chicago. We got my buddy Rob Trumbo on the Cajon my brother Pat sometimes. Yeah. We have more drummers than Pat's the actual really Pearl Jam.
You two are the core two, obviously.
It's been that way, yeah.
When did you two find each other?
It was like love at first sight.
Aw, you met across the crowd.
Playing that song wrong.
Yeah. No, our friend Ed said that we needed a guitar player. Bob played bass. Oh. So our bass player went to guitar, and then Bob came in, and he his audition, because he was in bands, he was in Heartbreaker, my father knew him, and he auditioned. We did this, actually a radio show, what was it, Worm Radio, up above a garage up in Dunmore, and it was like new originals. We're like, here, learn this, and Bob did it on the spot, and I was like, you're in the band.
Wait a minute, your audition was on a radio show?
Yeah,
pretty much. I mean,
that's
it wasn't as big of a channel as this. It was local.
That was a video, too.
Yeah, it was a video. Yeah, he learned an original called Maybe. And
it's been magic ever since.
And then he's dabbled with other bands here and there, but he always comes back.
Remember the first gig we played at Jones?
Jones Tavern.
Yeah, and he made some kind of sort of joke.
Talk about that. What'd I say? Here, great job tonight. It was packed. Yeah. You couldn't move. I said,
yeah,
here's
great job tonight. Straight for you. $50 bucks. I'm like, it's...
No, I think I said, here's $40, right?
Yeah, I think it was 40.
I just wanted to set the standard so he didn't expect more.
Yeah, and I'm like thinking in my head. I was like, come on, it's St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm just kidding.
Wait a minute. He said he was kidding. You didn't even call him out? You were going to take the $40?
No, I was just thinking about it. And he said real quick.
And he said, I'm kidding.
I'm not that gullible.
I remember our old guitar player. Steve came with like a, what do you have, a lip ring or a nose ring the one day?
Yeah, and you told him you don't allow that.
I said, listen, pal, you got to take that out. Yeah, I said, we don't
represent the band.
Yeah, but it was, I was kidding. I was just kidding. Fun stuff.
He's got a sense of humor.
Taskmaster.
Sort of.
That's for sure.
What is the best thing you hear about your original music? What is the compliment that hits you in the gut and you're just like, that's my favorite thing to hear?
We've always been coined like high energy, rock in your face kind of thing. And I feel that. Hope that comes from me a little bit, but a little raw, edgy. We're kind of a little new with this album, so compared to what we used
to
be. We've had some fans in the past with our four-piece, and, you know, when we sort of changed and metamorphosized into what we are now, there'd just be some feedback on it. And we didn't really follow feedback. We
wanted to do our own thing. You can't do that.
And I think you got maybe any new fans or whatnot.
We developed new fans. We really did.
For sure.
We still have some of the old fans. This album would still be played on the same radio channel as the old albums, but it's a little bit on the other side of rock and roll. Like, we were totally biting off the whole wave of new rock.
New metal.
All the local bands, you know, we're going to be the next Ben, this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
And we loved it. I love those songs. We still play a handful of them. But I feel like everyone was trying to add in like that.
Sure.
And I'm like, let's just be a rock and roll band. I want to be like Velvet Revolver. I want to be a dirty rock and roll band.
Yeah.
I want to shred. I'm the guitar player now. Give me an epic solo in the video. You know, like Bob always says, less is more. Let's just write rock and roll tunes. And that's what we wanted to do with this album. Whether it's Alone with the guys, two of the guys from Lost Dogs are on Alone. Eddie Roach is doing the slide. Jay Phelps is doing the rhythm. Jay Phelps is also on Medusa. And then like we have Die Tomorrow, which is Bluesy Lies, which is straight at you. Like almost, my brother Patrick said, Zeppelin or Alice in Chains even. And that's just what I was going for, that kind of sound. Still heavy with the drive.
Yes.
Like teetering on, not necessarily metal, definitely hard rock.
But it's great that you've progressed and you know within yourselves it's not forced, because sometimes people try too hard. You can tell very much with your music. It's organic and you're just going for what you know is sounding good. Some people try to put too much crap, and it's like when you have a recipe and you're just adding crap to be complicated. That's not necessary.
To play what's comfortable to you, what your heart.
And this is all in standard. A lot of our other albums were in drop D, C sharp, but this one just came together all standard tuning. Bare Bones, our buddy Tony, he was a big, huge part of our band. We covered that. He passed, but we did that, and man, the positive feedback we're getting from that tune. You might see a video for that one coming out
soon. That'd be very cool.
Yeah,
and what a great snapshot of a memory with him.
Oh, absolutely. Without a doubt. Yeah.
Okay, about this video. It looks great. Who did the video for you?
Kurt Edwards. It's what's the company? Rise Optics. He's amazing. I said, how about the Iron Furnaces? And he said, awesome. I've always been dying to shoot there anyway. We had the Bluetooth blasting and Fenton was banging on the drums and I was singing along.
It was
loud enough to not lip sync.
Our more of our concern was trying to get the audio. So we set up a PA. Didn't realize that the camera had power, so I could just plug into that. So I just set up a PA system instead of, initially we used just a Bluetooth speaker. But
the PA was probably better though, because it was boomier.
And even, you know, it's a good visual there with the video, if you catch it.
All right, where are you guys playing this weekend?
We have a private party, which was a blast last year. So that's Friday.
Can't come.
Yeah, Saturday's the big one for the holiday. Backyard Ale House Pearl Jam Tribute, the premier Pearl Jam Tribute band, Lost Dogs.
Correct. What time do you start?
10 p.m.
No sharp. Noodling. Can we talk about that?
No noodling? No.
Yeah, there's a rider, not a rider list, but like...
As a professional group of musicians, mm-hmm. think as you should approach the venue,
Mickey
get on
the
stage, test your equipment, do what you need to do, play your notes and everything. Yes. Don't be practicing the third song.
It literally says
AKA
no
noodling.
No noodling. Yeah. It's like, thank God.
No stairway.
Well, because I was going to noodle my face.
Understood, yeah. You know? Don't be shilled.
Yeah, like the band members that play the riffs, they just learn for an hour before you go up. It's like, all right, pal, your guitar's in tune, we get it.
I've seen Flea do it. He does it backstage. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Where can we find you on social?
We got a new website.
You do?
Yes, we do.
What is it?
It's dwestrocks.com.
Nice. Dwestrocks.com.
That easy. Commit that to memory there. Also, click on a link button. It'll take you to the YouTube videos. There's a link under there that'll take you to our Facebook page.
Well, intro this song. Do your best radio guy intro.
You want to do it or me?
Why would it be me?
All right, this song is off the 2018 release XV by D West. It's our newest release. It's called Die Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like it's the first time again.